The People's Republic of China is using live drills to practice keeping United States armed forces from interfering in a hostile Chinese takeover of Taiwan. While you may be able to file this under the things we already know category, a Japanese think tank is making the point crystal clear. A recently published analysis from the Japanese Institute for National Fundamentals found the large-scale military exercises the PRC ran at the beginning of December were designed to practice stopping U.S. forces from approaching the waters surrounding Taiwan. China wants to employ an A2AD strategy, which is shorthand for Anti-Access Area Denial, and it's exactly what it sounds like. Stop the U.S. from getting access to Taiwan and the area around it. To do that, China wants to prevent U.S. warships and aircraft from operating in what's called the First Island Chain, which runs from Japan south to Indonesia. 90 Chinese naval ships were spotted near Taiwan at the beginning of last December, and of those, the JNF says 18 destroyers and frigates deployed to the east of this First Island Chain. There, the ships practiced what China thinks it would take to keep U.S. forces locked behind the Second Island Chain, which goes from Japan through Guam and into eastern Indonesia. This isn't the first time we've talked about these island chains and why China is trying to take Taiwan. So, be sure to look up our past reporting on the Straight Arrow News app for a full background, but it basically comes down to microchips. Yes, the PRC has long maintained Taiwan is a part of China, but the self-governing island is also responsible for making some of the world's most advanced microchips. And everything from national defense to my kid's high score on Fortnite is dependent on microchips. That's why the United States and its allies in the Indo-Pacific are moving to deter China from its current trajectory, if possible, and fight the PRC head-on, if necessary. To that end, we should point out, while China was practicing its blockade of Taiwan, some United States Marines on Guam were training with a new-to-the-core munition, the AGM-158 Joint Air-to-Surface Standoff Missile. Built by Lockheed Martin, the JSSM is a stealthy, semi-autonomous conventional air-to-ground precision-guided missile with a 1,000-pound warhead. The effective range of the JASSM depends on its specific variant, but Lockheed says even the basic one is good to over 500 nautical miles, or about 600 regular miles for the non-nautical. JASSMs were first used by the U.S. Air Force in Syria in 2018. Then last August, the USMC announced the stealthy cruise missile was successfully integrated into its fleet of Hornets, and these are some of the first images of a USMC FA-18 Hornet outfitted with them. The photos were taken during a training relocation program in late January, where Marine crews stationed in the continental United States got to spend some time in Guam sharpening their tactical proficiency while performing flight operations in what could very well be a contested environment in the years ahead. Again, the AGM-158 comes in several variants. The bigger the variant, the more range it'll have. They can be used against most any ground target, moving or stationary, and the long-range variety is effective against ships as well. And as the JASSM name indicates, AGM-158 missiles are standoff weapons, meaning they're meant to be fired from outside an enemy's air defenses. So while China may want to employ an A2AD method to box out the U.S., munitions like the AGM-158 in all its current and future iterations will be deployed to punch holes in that strategy at every turn. Russia proved its inability to stop stealthy cruise missiles fired by Ukraine, and if China has similar problems, an actual blockade of Taiwan may not be possible.